listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at sblc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace this Ash Wednesday. Amen. Today at the beginning of Lent, we reflect again on the Lord as our shepherd, Christ as the good shepherd, the shepherd of the valley, you could say. But here in this gospel text, Jesus also very clearly states in verse 9 that he's not just the good shepherd, he's also the gate. And I think this image is often lost in the Good Shepherd text. It's subsumed, as it should be. The Good Shepherd is this wonderful, powerful text. But there's a lot of good stuff with the gate as well. There are a lot of churches named Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Maybe you've been a member of a Good Shepherd Lutheran Church at some time. I don't know a lot of churches named Holy Gate or Good Gate Lutheran Church. Maybe we should, you know, think about that. But the image of Christ as a gate is a very important one as well, and I want to talk a little bit about that. It really gives us and the people of John's day as well an opportunity to reflect on church, what it means to be church, to think about Christ as the gate. The church is the place where the sheep reside, right? It's the people who move into the fold and then back out into the world. We're in the fold, within the fence, you could say, right now. And we'll go back out into the field during this Lenten season for the 40 days and all the time. And then we come back in here on Sundays or on Wednesdays and we go back out. John, the gospel writer's community, like in our day today, had tons of different church groups popping up all over the place. It must have been terribly confusing. All kinds of people claiming all kinds of things, all of them claiming to be the right way. I think that's kind of where we can talk about the hired hands in this text. False prophets. This image of Jesus as the gate of the church is a poignant one. It gives us an opportunity here on this Ash Wednesday to stop and check ourselves at the door, at the gate, and ask this question: do we, sheep of God, live as though Christ is our gate? Do we live as though Christ is our gate? In other words, is Christ the means by which we come and go from this place and all places? Or is something else the means by which we come and go from church, from the fold? There's lots of things that can bring us into the church. Is Christ the gate for us truly? Or is it something else? Is it friends? Or is it the escape from the big bad world out there? We heard again how bad and dangerous the world is this afternoon with that terrible shooting in Florida. So is the gate a means of escape? Is Christ the gate or is it something else? Maybe it's the pastor. This is a good question for pastors, too. We have to be careful that pastors aren't the means by which we come and go from this place. I always get a little uncomfortable, or very uncomfortable, actually, when people say to me, "It's your show, Pastor." It's like fingernails on the chalkboard. "It's your church. It's your show, whatever you want." I get a little nervous because partly I like that idea. You probably would, too, if you were in my shoes. I mean, put on a great show for us. Be the gate. Be the one that brings the one by which people come and go. All too many story of pastors getting drunk on their own egos. And I'm sorry. The image of that for me is the churches where you have the picture of the pastor out on the corner outside. You ever seen those churches? Or the pastor and his wife. It's always a male pastor and then his wife out on the corner. I mean, what does that say about what is the gate by which people come and go? We have a cross on our corner. We're so much better than the others. We'll do our confession here in a little bit. So I'm sinning right now with my pride. But There's lots of things that can be the gate. The means by which we come and go. Pastors is another one. Even the Bible, I think, can become an alternative gate. Do we point to Christ or do we point to the Bible? Luther and his companions were really helpful with this, I think. They talked about the Bible not as God himself, but rather as something that points to Christ. And as we reverence the book every Sunday, and we did tonight again, and you touched the book, we're not bowing down and worshiping this, but we're reverencing this because this is the cradle of Christ, as Martin Luther said. Is Christ the means by which we come and go here at Shepherd of the Valley? I think our answer is honestly, and we need to be honest at this time of the year, I think our answer is a wonderful blend of yes and no. We do some things really well, and in so many ways, Christ is indeed the gate. This text talks about having life abundant, and I see that here in so many ways. I'm so proud and thankful to be a part of it, not just the leader of it, but a part of it. Shepherd of the Valley has had pastors that have come and gone, council presidents that have come and gone, leaders that have come and gone, people, members who have come and gone. There's never been one single human being that we can point to who captures the absolute essence and embodiment of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, right? Rather, there is the spirit here that endures through the seasons and through the changes. I believe we truly strive to live in ways that reflect the reality that Christ is the gate. Christ is the means by which we come and go. Christ is the good shepherd. And of course, as church, we wouldn't be a church or a human being for that matter if we didn't still have some work to do. Welcome to Lent. This is Ash Wednesday. It's time to take an honest look, to look at ourselves, to do that inner journey of the 40 days of Lent. How might we even more share what we have with those in need? One of the pillars of the Lenten journey, giving and sharing. How might we even more give ourselves to the teachings of Jesus and the apostles who shared with anyone who had need? How might we even more delve into the Word of God and hear even more the voice of our Good Shepherd beckoning us to greater trust? We all have a little bit of work in trusting God even more, beckoning us to deeper faith, taking larger risks, nudging us, the Good Shepherd is, always out into the world and then bringing us back into the fold, the church. Where is Christ, the Good Shepherd, calling you this new quiet season of Lent? Where is Christ, the gate, leading you toward more inner work, leading you toward more contemplative work, maybe more quiet time, or leading you outward beyond the fences into new territories, into scary places many times? Christ is that gate through which we walk in either direction. Christ is the gate. What do you see as being the thing that is most needed? And is that same thing that you think Christ sees is the most needed? Jesus opens our eyes to a new way of seeing. Last week we had the story of the blind man, right before this episode today. And these Good Shepherd and Holy Gate texts are the explanation for that story of the blind man, that sign that Jesus performed, restoring sight to the blind man. And this continues to explain that. This is what that text is all about. It means that now we see as Christ sees. Now we see what's most important. We see this Christ who's calling the sheep in and sending them back out. Jesus continues to be our gate, sisters and brothers in Christ, the means by which we truly come and go. Thanks be to God, our good shepherd, who guides us even now, who still leads us, who watches over us, who nudges us both into the fence and then back out, who always, always enfolds us with eternal love and abundant life. Today we begin anew the Lenten walk with Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen.
On behalf of all of us at Shepherd of the Valley, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon, and to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Woo!